I'm Amber.
And I'm Leslie, and you're listening to
The Grimmistics. Hi, friends.
Howdy, howdy. How's everybody doing?
Good, we hope.
Good, we hope. Amber, how are you?
You know, I'm doing good. I just told you ravioli. My husband and I went to the park today, played really hard, feeling very brittle.
feeling your age. Well, that's okay. At least you were able to get on the ground with her.
It's true.
And play around and go on slides. Like, some mothers can't, you know, so... Yeah. At least you're not too old.
Yeah, not too old yet, but definitely like feel like I need tomorrow to recover.
I feel you there. I'm very excited. Tomorrow in real time is a Sunday for us, and I'm excited. Only really have like a couple of things that I need to get done, and then nothing. And I'm very excited.
Yeah, most of the things that Craig and I need to get done can be done from like sitting on the couch. So I'm
perfect.
Hyped.
I am hyped. I'm ready for that. Those are the best kind of Sundays, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I enjoy them very much. And I totally believe that everyone should have a day in the week where they just do nothing if they can.
I feel like it's a necessity, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like for your mental health, it's no good. I don't know. That's why I feel like we as a country, this is not has to do with anything, need to like petition to have 4-day work weeks, because 2 days is not enough for anybody.
Nope.
Because you've got social stuff, then you have house stuff, and then you're like, oh my God, I have to go back to work and I haven't slept at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and at my old gig, I had 4-day weekends, but the day rotated. At my new gig, I have the same day every week. And I also like... the same day every week.
Yeah, that's nice. Right, because you can schedule your life for it.
Exactly. Like I know from now on what day off I have. And what's like really cool too is now my cleaning, because I like to use my day off during the week to kind of try to get the house in a better situation. So we're not cleaning.
Well, you're
all
by yourself.
Yeah,
true.
It's easy for me to do it. You know, Craig helps with stuff after work, so it's not like I'm leaving a house to get, you know, destroyed all week. But like, it's just nice to have a consistent cleaning day, because my house, I know it's reset. And then if we can avoid doing it on the weekend and just focus on family time, honestly.
Goals.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. So I agree with you. We should definitely make a petition, because I've been living this lifestyle for over 2 years, and I don't think I could ever go back to a job that didn't allow 10-hour days.
It's not. Yeah, no, it's, I mean, I haven't, I've never committed, but I also have never committed to it in person, you know, 40-hour or not 10-hour days, what I want to say. 12, whatever. The normal schedule. I can't, I'm tired. As we said, your girl is ready for a day of rest.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No. I don't, I'm not good at math when, even when I am fresh.
Yeah. So, we'll work on the petition, guys, and we'll share it on our social media so that you can sign. Change.org.
I was going to say, look for our change.org link. It'll be. It'll be hitting there soon. I'm sure there's already one. There's got
to
be one.
There has to be. I mean, because people in America have just had it with all of our backward stuff.
Golly, have we. Have we.
All right, friends. Well, today is no real segue for that. So we're just going to jump in. Leslie, this was your one of yours that you wanted to talk about. And I told you before we started... I think I went down a different path because I forgot the name of the cemetery that you wanted to talk about.
I don't know if you did, because the one that I'm, it's got, so I saw it on a TikTok.
Okay.
And I just saw it because it had really cool graves. And I was like, oh, that sounds fun. But then when I was looking tonight, I was like, I discovered there's actually a really sad backstory.
Oh, okay. So. Well, you jump into what you have, and then we'll see if I went to a completely different time zone with this one.
Oh, perfect. Okay. So I was thinking of the Showman's Rest Cemetery. Is that what you picked?
No.
No?
No. I could not find anything. I was like, I should be able to Google this. Like, it should be easy. And so I just Googled Magician Cemetery and that. And I was like, it's something flashy. It's something that would be like a movie title. Like, I kept reminding myself that and nothing came up for Showman's Rest.
Well, in your defense, I fucked up. They're not magicians. Oh. They're circus folk.
Oh, okay. That makes sense because it reminded me of The Greatest Showman. And I was like, they're not really magicians. So that makes sense.
Sorry. I've never seen... I've been to one circus in my life.
Terrified me. And never went back.
I just remember being uncomfortable.
And scared.
Like, I don't really remember much else besides they had a big Titanic slide. Like, the big blow-up ones. Mm-hmm. And... as we've discussed, I was already not a fan. So
yeah, I remember because we went to like a Barnum and Bailey, like an official.
Oh, you went to like the circus.
Yeah, I went to the circus before Ooh. It was dissolved. I know.
Yeah. I think it's still around.
In the 90s. No, I thought it like discontinued because of the use of animals.
Where was I recently? In Glenwood, we saw a circus.
Hmm. Maybe it's not then. Yeah.
Weird.
We'll have to do a whole yeah. episode on Barnum and Bailey. But yeah, I went to a Barnum and Bailey show and I just remember like being overwhelmed by the amount of people, and I remember being overwhelmed being in a big tent that made me uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It was dark.
Dark. It felt like there were
a
lot of things like flying at your face. Yeah, I don't think I had a good time, and I think that's what made my fear of clowns a thing.
Well, and see, I'm not, like, super, like, terrified of clowns, but they definitely are unsettling.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. That's for sure.
I get uncomfortable, and I think it's just because I remember, like, clowns running up and down where we were sitting and just like throwing their faces in other people's faces, and it just like, I don't even know if they like one threw his face in front of my face. I think I just saw it happening everywhere and I was like,
you had collective PTSD. Yeah. Like on their behalf.
I was so scared that it was gonna happen to me, so like
the anticipation.
Yeah,
I get it.
So like it. I actually physically have to not, I have to leave. Like, I remember...
Are you around of a lot of clowns?
No, I wouldn't say okay. A lot.
That's good.
But I remember, like, we went back in the days when Craig and I actually went to bars. Like, we went to a bar, and it was, like, around Halloween, and this dude was dressed like the clown from American Horror Story.
It's a no for me.
And he... saw me react about the way that you react to mascots.
And that I'm sure he just fucking got a bony immediately.
Yeah, he did not leave me alone. And I was like, dude, like, I'm going to start hyperventilating.
Like, see, that's why they're fucking crazy. That's when you know they're the worst, because they enjoy the fact that you are fucking
terrified.
Horrified.
Yeah, like, that's the type of prank I don't like. Like, I'm totally down for, like, a punny prank or something lighthearted, but I'm not down mm-hmm. with, like, you look scared. Let me fuck you up.
Let me fuck you up, especially at a bar.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you're not going, sorry, my dog.
It's okay.
You're not going to, to, like, a scare the corn maze.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to, like, a haunted house. Like, you're just minding your own business. Like, and...
He's
attacking you.
You just enlightened my life. I was just thinking, I loved corn mazes and I loved haunted houses. Those clowns don't freak me out.
Well, because you know that they're...
Because I'm consenting.
Right. Like, but you also know, like, they're not... Their intention is not to fucking possibly eat you and then, mm-hmm. like, put you in the freezer. You're,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Or it'd have to be the other way around. Either way. But, but, like, this random guy in the bar, we don't know what the fuck he's doing. We don't know who he is. Yeah. Has he had a background check? fuck if I know.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah. Well, and I, you know? And like, I think I also prepare my brain, because it's like when you go to a haunted something, you're like, there's probably a clown.
Yeah. Right. Because that's like the oldest.
Like there's, yeah, there's a list of things that you assume you'll be seeing, like a man in a mask with a chainsaw and a clown, like a scarecrow that's like evil. So maybe that's something too. I just like prepare myself and I'm like, I will see a clown tonight. But I didn't expect to see a clown at a bar.
No, you did not. That was completely against your will.
Oh my God. Like, just unlocked some childhood trauma that just made so much sense.
Well, hopefully we're one step closer to closure.
There we go.
Now you've got a name to it.
Yeah, exactly. And I spoke about it. I'm open.
I've spoken out. There you go. We're all here to support you.
Well, okay. So then you, okay. We've done completely different research. Sorry. For completely different things. No, it's okay. I
love that for us.
So.
Shocker.
I think that. I don't know. I think I want to hear yours first, and then we'll go into what I stumbled upon.
Well, I didn't do much. That's so okay. It'll be quick. Okay. So yeah, it's the Showman's Rest. It is a cemetery in Forest Park, Illinois. There are 750 plots, and they're mostly for circus performers.
Aww.
The first performers that were buried there were because there was a circus there, and there was like an accident and a train wreck.
Oh, shit.
And they were all buried there.
Oh, so that was just convenience.
It does kind of seem like it was out of convenience. And it's kind of cute. It's like surrounded by elephants.
Oh. Where is this at?
In Illinois.
Okay.
In Forest Park, Illinois.
Okay. I feel like it's a cute idea for some people who probably felt, and animals that probably felt very tortured with being a part of the circus. Because a lot of people in the beginning were chosen because they were different.
True, that's true.
So I like the idea of like a peaceful place that's like
for them.
For them.
Definitely. And this is in 1918, so they probably were like some of the famous people who were from that wreck. There's someone named Baldy.
Mm.
Like, yeah, he's probably a weirdo.
Mm-hmm.
My dogs agree. I'm just gonna mute myself for a minute.
I think that's just really sweet that they have a place to find peace.
You're exactly right. That's something that's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That they can. So the circus happened on June 22nd, not the circus, the wreck. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, happened on June 22nd 1918, when an empty Michigan Central Railroad troop train that was traveling from Michigan to Chicago hit the circus train. And it looks like it was the Showman's League of America, which was formed in 1913 as Buffalo Bill Cody as its first president, that selected this Woodlawn Cemetery at the intersection of Sir Mark Road and Des Plaines Avenue in Forest Park, Illinois. Many of the city's residents and shopkeepers gave food and clothing to the surviving circus performers and workers after the wreck. The statues of the five elephants that surround the Showman's Rest, so they have 1 foot raised with a ball underneath and their trunks lowered, which is a symbol of joy and excitement. And then lowered trunks are symbolize mourning. And then the base of the elephant says the Showman's League of America, which is like the circus.
Yeah, the union. Mm-hmm.
Committee. Yeah. I don't know. You know, the club. Yeah, the union. Exactly. It's can be haunted. Some people say that you can hear like ghostly elephants.
Yeah.
Which is terribly sad.
Oh my God, this is on our list of like have to go.
Oh my God, wouldn't that be so fun? And I like, we know people in Illinois.
I've got in-laws that have said come whenever.
Come whenever. Oh my gosh. And this was in a TV show. This was in Chicago Fire. Because
really?
A gravekeeper's arm was pinned under a fallen gravestone.
Okay. I guess we're going to have to watch that episode.
So
that's cute.
No kidding. So yeah, that's just a little bit of mm-hmm. it. And then I just found I went to findagrave.com, one of my favorite places ever, and just found really cool graves that just talk about the different people who passed away. There's mm-hmm. some famous circus performers that passed away were Arthur Dierks and Max Nietzsche, of the great Dierks brothers. There was a strong man act group, Jeannie Ward Todd of the Flying Wards. And unfortunately, that's about all I can find about the victims. So sad.
It is. But like, it's almost like they're getting more respect in death than they may have in life. And there's something mm-hmm. very just like open at the close feeling of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of unknowns, though.
Oh.
Number 28 male unknown, number 29, number 30, number 36, number 46. I mean, there number 19. There are a lot of unknown. They're all men, which is interesting. So only a couple of them are named, which is so weird. So Baldy, and then Charles Sumsum DeMello, and Raymond Boyle. Those are the only ones that are named.
Wow, so they must have been in the circuit for a really long time that they were actually recognizable.
Yeah.
And then okay, so the unknowns are just... I mean, I think that goes to show, too. People used to say they'd run away and join the circus. So, like, a lot of these people probably didn't have...
Probably did.
...any form of identification. They were leaving their place for whatever reason.
That's so sad.
Yeah, so a lot of them probably aren't identifiable.
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. I wanted to look like, yeah, Baldy. It just says that we don't know anything about him. The only person we know anything about is Charles DeMello, who was 66 when he died. It just says he earned a small fortune as a performer, but died penniless. And the American Guild of Variety Artists claimed his body and arranged his services, and he was buried there because he's a showman.
Oh, so he was like the announcer.
He died in 1948, and it just says that the American Guild of Variety Artists wanted him to be buried there. So, but on findagrave.com, it's cool. You can like buy flowers. And I'm pretty sure I think they go and like put flowers, or maybe they clean it. I don't know. Either way, it's just nice to like say these people's names and remember them. And, you know, definitely there are a lot in this findagrave.com. So I definitely recommend to go check it out.
Oh, very cool. And then are you going to save some pictures of some of your graves that you like?
Yes, for sure. Because some of them are really cool because they're, you know, from circus performers. Mm-hmm. So there's a lady on YouTube. There's a 6-minute video that she's got pretty cool. I don't know if we can, I'll take some screenshots of that, but super cool.
Okay. So I'm excited. So you guys are going to have to hop over to our social medias for this one. It's audio and visual over there. So make sure you go check out what graves we are going to learn about and post about.
Super cool.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I'm going to tell you what I found because it's completely different. I don't
Very
know
excited.
Why. I just magician was on the brain. So
I'm pretty sure I said that.
Oh, cool. Well, it's interesting that you didn't know that this was a thing and it ended up being a thing that I found.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So there are circus graveyards and there are magician graveyards, which I think is really cool.
That is really cool. There's a place for everybody.
Yeah. So this is a cemetery called Lakeside Cemetery in Colon, Michigan.
What an unfortunate name.
Yep. many of those who are buried here had a flair for the dramatics. So it's the final resting place of more magicians than any other cemetery in the world.
What? Okay. Anywhere in the entire world. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah. And Colon, they have the most magicians. Yeah.
In a town called Colon. You would think it'd be
Michigan.
Like... Right. In Michigan.
France.
Yeah. That's it. You think it'd be like in Italy somewhere like...
Where the arts thrive.
Glorious. But nope.
Yeah.
Fucking Michigan. Okay.
So this kind of this article that I found kind of touches on a couple of the magicians that are buried there. So what I thought was interesting is I found a list of all the famous magicians that are buried in this cemetery.
Oh, perfect.
And I saw the name Harry Blackstone twice. So his the father and a son are both magicians and both buried in the same resting place.
Okay, but you know that that act was like bussin'. Like, you know that those are like top tier magician
generational magicians. Yeah. Of course,
those are the people that you see on America's Got Talent, and those are the people who blow my socks off every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it just embraces me to just continue to be the weird mom that I am. Instead of trying to shelter my kid from the weirdness, I'm just going to let her experience it with me.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Life is way too short to be normal.
Exactly. So Harry Blackstone was the first magician known to pull, and this is senior, known to pull a rabbit out of his hat.
He literally invented that?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
He performed the trick 80,000 times before he was buried in Lakeside Cemetery. In the 1920s, Blackstone and Australian magician Percy Abbott turned the sleepy village of Colon, population 1,200, into a magician's paradise, complete with magic shops, magic theaters, and annual gatherings of magicians from around the world.
Okay, that sounds amazing. Does that not sound so fucking cute? It's like Halloween Town, but for magicians.
Well, and I was thinking too, that remember that cult documentary that we watched, Wild Wild Country or whatever it is? So it's like that, but instead of taking over and being absolutely terrible, you take over and make this like
really
a tourist destination.
Right. That's pretty, I mean, and probably good for the local economy, and that's pretty great. And they're like, it's just a bunch of fucking magicians.
Yeah.
The people are just like pulling shit out of their hats. That's crazy. I'm sure they just loved that. The people of Michigan.
Yeah.
Colon. I'm sorry. I cannot get over that.
Colon.
Of all names.
While their friendship didn't last, Blackstone retreated to a 200-acre mint farm that was provided the aromatic herbs to the Wrigley Gum Factory in Chicago.
Oh.
So he also became like a millionaire for supplying mint to a gum company.
You know what? Good for him. I just don't understand why that shit doesn't happen to me.
Seriously, though, like how much karma did he build up to?
Literally.
To be able to do this? That's goals.
It's bullshit, is what it is.
Yeah. And then Abbott, it just says left town.
Okay.
He's like, so we don't know what happened to him. He was the unlucky partner in the duo, I'm sure. And it said that magic still floats in the air above Colon.
I feel like we could definitely come up with a new name. What's the history on that?
I like that what it sounds like is that magic is a fart coming out of Colon. How they described it still floats in the air. Like farts also float.
It's very punny. Oh no. Maybe it's like cologne. Can we like maybe, you know, let's do. No, there's no G in there.
There's no. It's C-O-L-O-N.
That's bad. Why would they do that?
And it was named that before.
The magicians got there. They're just taking advantage of the opportunity literally given to them.
They were like, this is fucking hilarious.
They're like, magic, then anybody can smell it. You know what we mean? Like, it's fucking stupid.
It's a marketer's dream.
Literally.
So Blackstone actually died in Hollywood. And he could have been buried in the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is the cemetery for all the stars that passed. Very big also deal to be really, allowed in there.
And it's also really cool, too. Really cool graves. Yeah.
I was thinking we should do an episode about that, too. That would be fun.
All in.
Okay. So he chose Lakeside Cemetery to be where he was buried in a family plot along his nearly identical brother, Peter, who performed in his acts with him and his son. So like it was a family ordeal. Like we had dad, uncle, and son at one point.
How are you nearly identical? What does that mean? Are you twins and you're like
fraternal instead of?
Yeah. Or are you like not the same age, but you're like, holy shit, you guys look exactly alike. What does that mean? Nearly identical. Know. Anyway, what a show. What a fucking show.
Yeah. So he decided, let's see.
It's giving like nearly headless. How can you be nearly headless? Like, that's what it's giving, you know?
100%. So, yeah, he wanted to be buried with his family, pretty much. And his family, he came from a generational line of magicians.
How lovely for them.
And then it kind of just became something that other magicians also did. Like, it's like he wanted to be buried there because of a family plot, and other magicians were like, I want to be
with him,
with the guy who pulls the rabbit out of the hat.
Well, I'm just picturing it's like Mulan, you know, when like all of her like ancestors come and they like have a big party. Yeah. Like they were like, I want to have, you know,
I want to have an invite.
Like Mushu is going to be lighting that shit up if we're over there. Yeah. So like they want to go. I honestly, me too. I'm not going to be buried, but sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, and I assume that Colin held a near and dear place to their heart. Seriously, because in the 1920s, and magicians are coming from all over the world to be there in their like magic shops, that was probably like so exciting to these magicians who probably had to like make their own stuff or get it off some weird back market. Like, it's not going to be.
Oh, God.
You can't go window shopping
for rabbits. No. Definitely not. I wasn't laughing at what you were saying. I was laughing because the name is fucking Colin.
I know. I know. You're gonna laugh every time.
Unfortunately, because I'm six.
So there are a handful of other famous magicians that are buried there. Ted Banks, who was an English magician who toured with Stan Laurel and Charlie Chaplin.
Oh, wow.
He was buried there with his wife, Sally, a tiny woman who crammed into and jumped out of small magic boxes.
Oh, wow.
So that was her introduction to that. Jack Gwynn, who built props for Harry Houdini and taught magic tricks to actors, was buried with his wife, Anne, who also performed with him on stage, but refused to allow her husband to saw her in half.
Well, yeah, I understand that. Is that on their graves?
No, it's just something that they're quoted and saying.
That's cute.
So yeah, and then eventually magicians from around the world began to get buried in Lakeside Cemetery as a badge of honor. There are so many. Like, I'm going to go through, and I'm not going to obviously talk about every single one, but I do have a number of exactly how many magicians are buried there.
I am curious, did you know any of those names besides Houdini and Charlie Chaplin?
No, didn't know any of these names all.
I'm not really on like the magic scene, but I just was curious. That's good. Yeah. I don't know that either. Okay.
Never heard those. So good. Let me see here. It's this website. Okay. So you can go and do a tour of this cemetery. So I thought that would be really cool. Yeah. They have maps, so you can either do a tour by yourself or a tour with an actual guide. So, according to alone,
you think?
I mean, I'd like to know the information, but also like I just the group activities
for sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'd probably have to do a tour and then like come back the next day and like walk it ourselves.
For sure.
I think that would be the best thing.
For sure. For sure.
But yeah, there are 47 magicians buried there, and some of them have been buried within the last 2 years.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. So still recent. A tradition. Yep. Cool. John Osborne was born in 1939, and he passed away in 2022. He was born and raised in Michigan and spent most of his life in the Detroit area. He was a magician, ventriloquist, magic clown, master of ceremonies for variety shows, a medicine show pitchman, a Stan Laurel imitator, an agent, and for more than 50 years, John was an American showman.
I have so many questions about so many of those titles.
How are these jobs? that you get paid for.
Who was he imitating?
Someone named Stan Laurel.
I'm sure you don't know who that is.
No clue.
They were an actor.
Oh.
I don't know. They just were an actor in like black, when it was like black and white, maybe like one of the original actors, maybe.
Oh, maybe.
Like with Charlie Chaplin. Okay.
Yeah. So he couldn't imitate that guy, not intimidate him. Maybe.
You completely glitched when you said that. So I'm just going to take that as the spirit saying, yes, we were correct.
Maybe they really enjoy us talking about this. This is fun, I think.
I'm just going to take that as a yes. Cute. A confirmation.
Yeah. And there are so many amazing magicians. And what's cool, too, is this website that I found. You can actually, and I can tell you guys, it's called magicgettogether.com.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
And they have bios for every single magician.
Oh, my gosh.
Buried there.
That's really
so
cool.
Like, and it's like pages worth of information.
Oh, wow.
So it takes you to like a website that shows, it's got YouTube videos attached so you can actually watch the magicians.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
A lot of cool stuff. Okay. So kind of like to a little juxtaposition from yours, you know, yours is like a place of like peace and mm-hmm. remembrance and maybe an apology of how they were treated.
Yeah.
And this one is like lifting up entertainers who probably got, you know, made fun of for being mm-hmm. into something like this and just being lifted up and being like, nah, the shit that you did is like
really
crazy.
Fucking cool. Well, yeah, and mm-hmm. like celebrating the accomplishments that they had and their art and their craft, for sure. That's mm-hmm. really cool.
And of course, there are some very cool graves here as well. There are a handful where the grave says like the trick they were most known for.
Oh, that's cool.
So there's one who was like world's best pickpocket.
Oh my God. Okay.
And it had a hand like pulling coins out of a bag. Yeah. So just a lot of really unique, creative gravestones that I'll make sure to pull from the website that I found so you guys can take a peek at them. And then I definitely recommend looking into those magicians that you enjoy the graves of.
That was really cool. And of course, there's a whole cemetery for magicians. Of course there is. Why wouldn't there be?
Of course. Like,
they're extravagant in life. Why wouldn't they be extravagant in death?
Mm-hmm. Well, and like, I just think of all the different, you know, it kind of got me on the different type of grave sites, because there's the Hollywood one that we were talking about earlier. I think that one probably has some very unique graves mm-hmm. for very rich people. And then, you know, Salem has a lot of graves for witches. Like, there are actually a lot of crazy historical, almost like themed, which might not be the best word, but cemeteries.
That is a really good idea. Like, and if you guys, you know, explorers, have any that you're like, oh, if you're just screaming at us, you know.
Yeah.
Like Bingham Hill, obviously, that's a place that we love. Mm-hmm. Like, that was for pilgrims. I guess that's the theme is the pilgrims.
Old. Yeah. Founders.
The Oregon Trail. Like, they probably all died of dysentery. But yeah, so if you guys have like one that is like one of your favorites, like, we want to know, because there are cool, like, cemeteries are just cool, I think. I really like cemeteries.
I forget how much I like them until like we do research like this or we go to a cemetery. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when I was pregnant, my dad and I and Craig walked around like the old part of our hometown cemetery, because they have two like parts where mm-hmm. it was like Founders. And my dad and I were probably there for 3 hours just walking and looking at graves. And my husband was like,
okay,
I'm gonna go sit in the car.
He's like, I'm weirded out now. I'm leaving. Yeah.
He's like, an hour or two of this is fine, but when we get to three and more, it's a lot.
He's like, I would rather be doing literally anything else. Like, no, but I think it's important to go to cemeteries and to like go to findagrave.com and look at these people's mm-hmm. graves and think about their names and think about their souls. Because who knows when the last time someone thought about them, you know?
Well, and have you seen, it's something that I've seen a lot lately, and I've never heard this like saying before, but like people only die when they're not being thought of.
Yeah, I mean, that's like Coco, right? That's the premise of Coco, right? Mm-hmm. But that's so heavy, but that's so true. Like,
yeah. So it just kind of makes you, like, I don't know about you, but I feel like appreciative when I do like educate myself about someone who's passed away a long time ago. That's not like an outright horrible person like what we're used to researching.
Right, for sure. Like, these were all really cool people.
Yeah, who just like
did cool shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, and I really love the TikToks that like will record themselves cleaning a grave and then they look up all the information they can like about that person. Mm-hmm. So there's one girl, I haven't seen her TikTok in a long time, but she has been doing it for a really long time.
That's cool. And
she's got a lot of really good content. You can tell she does a lot of deep research when she can. And it's just so nice.
Well, it's really like that they're still being remembered and cared for.
Yeah.
The bareness, the bare basic, you know, need of a person to just be cared for and like loved.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's her way of loving them. It's really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I, you know, with the last two-parter, I was a little bit like, yeah, this isn't like things that I look into. But like cemetery stuff, like we're on the same wavelength with that for sure.
Good.
Like,
I'm glad.
I have just a ton of appreciation for going and experiencing that.
Good. Well, I, you know me. So next, set the date. We'll go.
Yeah.
I've never been to like Greeley's. I've never been. I don't know if Evans has one.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've got a handful, actually, because we have one cemetery that is Catholic. So you have to be Catholic to be buried in it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say to go in. I was going to say I will not be invited. Okay, cool.
No, to be buried in it, you have to like have all this proof of all the things that you, all the steps you've done through the Catholic Church. So
all the Catholic things. Sounds
exactly.
Catholic.
So
cool. Yeah, we should go. We should definitely go. I lived across one, a cemetery in Fort Collins. And
oh, I do remember that.
We were known to have, you know, scrawled over there a little, or scrolled, like skipped over there across a fairly busy street every now and then.
Yeah.
And just take little walks.
Well, and you and your husband are really into graveyards because, like, you're the one that found Bingham. Like, I had no idea what Bingham Hill was. Like, and that's something that you and your husband found.
I mean, he used it to scare the shit out of me, but.
Well,
yes, he does like cemeteries now because I like cemeteries.
Okay. So. It's like rubbed off on him.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Because he can go and appreciate, like we were just saying, he can appreciate the names and like my, one of our listeners, Jessica.
Uh-oh.
What?
Oh, are you, it like totally froze. You were frozen for like 30 seconds.
That's so weird. Two in a row. And we're talking about ghosts, two in a row. So
I think honestly, the spirits are just like, they're talking about us, so we need to make an entrance so that their podcast gets more downloads.
I just wish I could hear what they're saying into the mic. I'm sure it's riveting.
I'm sure. Like, it's got to be important if they're interrupting us.
Exactly.
Like, maybe they're, like, listening and they want to be, like, another mystic. They're, like, trying to talk to us about the topic.
Oh, my God. Well, here, we'll give them a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, there's your minute. That was great. Well done. Well done, friend.
So maybe that's what we need to do when they get a little like how they've been this weekend. We should just give them a moment to speak on the mic.
Like, it's all you, girl. All right.
No interruptions.
Well, this was fun. I love graves. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Let's go to Illinois. Let's go to Michigan.
Yeah.
And let's see what we can find.
Guys, seriously, our list of where we want to go once we can afford it.
It just keeps expanding. I know.
Yeah. I'm so excited, like manifesting the heck out of it. We speak it into existence so that someday it'll happen. Mm-hmm. Like,
exactly.
We're working hard at the manifestation. So thank you for listening, because it makes it that much more solid that we're manifesting it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You can't see what I'm doing with my hand. It's giving hip hop, but it's giving that girl from Australia.
Oh my god. Oh, I wonder if she was able to go home.
I heard it was rigged. I heard she like rigged her way in, so fuck her.
I did see that article too. Yeah, where she like put herself on the judge board or something like something yeah. crazy.
Maybe
yeah.
that was rude of me to say. I shouldn't have said fuck her, but I did hear that she cheated. So
yeah, if that cheating story is true, karma was just like.
I loved the swim one where she was yep. like swimming on the ground. That was the best one.
Well, and then the person like the male gentleman that was her partner or dancing the next one for his something life. Like he was like, I need to prove that we are not a fucking joke
because they look like it.
Yeah. Oh my god, that's gonna be like a cultural phenomenon, like the what, like the shark. It's just something you're always gonna know what you're talking about.
Like the shark, like the shark, the Katy Perry shark at yeah. the Super Bowl. Okay, good. I'm glad that I was thinking of what you. Whew, I passed the test. Okay. Were you thinking of the shark at the Super Bowl? I'm asking the Explorers. I was pointing at
yes,
you.
I just confirmed.
Oh my god, sorry. No, I was asking the Explorers. You're probably like, Jesus Christ, Leslie. All right. Well, I feel like it's time for us to go. Anyway, we've both admitted we're sleepy girls.
Yeah. No, we tripled up this weekend, guys. We have so much content coming your way. So please continue to listen, share, subscribe, like, do all those things, and tell your friends about us, because word of mouth is the best way for us to continue to do what we love to do.
Okay, thanks. We love you. And on that note, we will spook you next week. Bye.
Bye.